This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of dollars, as we were, new rules from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation last week would oblige banks with more than $100 billion of them to keep more cash on hand just in case things go south. Not unthinkable, given the regional banking crisis we had this past spring. So we got a banker we know on the phone to talk about the current state of things in American banking. Lori Stewart is the CEO and president of Sound Community Bank up in Seattle. Lori, it is great to talk to you again.
So nice to talk to you, Kai.
So it's been 6 months or so. Last time we chatted was after the Michigas in March with the regional banks. And you, at that point, were kind of positive. Actually, you were really positive. You were pretty upbeat. And I wonder how you are now 6 months later.
Well, you know, I'm probably not as upbeat as I was 6 months ago. The industry's resilient, capital levels are good, competition is fierce. But as time has evolved and regulators have reacted to those bank failures, there's an increasing pressure for us to hold more capital. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that that's required, it's really going to impact our ability to serve clients and to be investable. You know, for publicly traded banks, we have an obligation, obviously, to our clients, but also to our shareholders. And it's harder to reward shareholders if you've got to hold more capital.
I want to get back to the whole investable thing and what that means for you sort of in the marketplace, as it were.
Sure.
But if can you help a layperson understand why you hanging on to more capital makes it tougher for you to do your job, as it were?
Well, let's do just some basic math. If you're a $500 million bank and you have a 10% capital level, that's $50 million. And if you earn kind of 1% on assets, which is a good, pretty good number for banks, you're earning about $5 million a year. But let's say the regulators say you have to hold 12% capital. Now you got to make $5 million bucks for three more years before you can pay dividends, buy back shares. So it's hard to reward shareholders if you have to hang on to more capital. I always look at it as, you know, a three-legged stool. We've got shareholders, we've got clients, we've got communities. And if we want to serve our communities, we have to keep growing the bank so we can do more lending. But that's hard to do if we have to keep more capital.
I'm going to go to the layperson well one more time.
And
I'm going to ask it this way. People will hear this, and they will hear you, a woman with a reputation in the industry. You used to be the head of the ABA and all kinds of stuff. You've been doing this for a very long time, and our audience knows you. If you say you're not feeling great about things, what's a person to think who really doesn't want to think about banks? We just want to put our money in and get it when we need it.
Okay, this is what that person should think. So there'll be little, small, family-owned banks, and then there'll be more bigger regional banks. What I'm worried about is that middle of the road. Will there be banks that you can put your money in and feel really safe about? Of course. Will there be banks where you can get loans? Of course. But community banks have traditionally made the unique loan, done the unique transaction. And as you get bigger, in order to get through this cycle, you're not going to be as creative a lender because it's not scalable. And so as community banks continue to consolidate, you know, they become bigger regionals, our communities will suffer.
If you had, I don't know, 5 years to play this out, what do you think the state of the banking industry is in this country?
You know, Kai, the world is envious of our banking system because mm-hmm. we have so many different charters. We have so many different sizes. There's kind of a bank for everyone and every need, whether you're a great big company or you're the small hardware store down the street. I think when I talk to institutional investors mm-hmm. like I did this summer, I think there will be fewer banks. And I think that has an impact on our communities. I think it'll be tougher in rural communities. And I think creative kinds of lending and the way to work with business and consumers to help them make their financial dreams come true will be tougher if this push for capital continues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lori Stewart is the president, also the CEO of Sound Community Bank up in Seattle. Lori, thanks a lot. That turned out to be more depressing than I thought it was going to be.
Well, I don't want you to be depressed.
All right.
You know, we're still strong industry, so, and I still have a good attitude.
Fair enough. Thanks, Lori. We'll talk to you
all
soon.
All right, Kai.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.